right.
That's cool that you use the bold so that your eyes can see your phone.
Bold?
Yeah. You're what? Like, your text is all like bold.
That's not on purpose. That's just a setting default. I didn't make that old man phone. I did not. What?
Yeah, look.
Fuck default. Yourself. You don't have the same kind of phone.
Yes, I do.
Yours are all small and stupid.
No. Busted.
No, I didn't ask it to do that.
It's all right.
I have like thin Kate Moss letters. It's all right.
I can't read my phone either.
Is the new iPhone so advanced that like the camera scans my eyes and is like, old man eyes, readjust, recalibrating.
Old man, just look at his eyes.
Hey, it's going to be a good show. You know why?
Yeah.
We're all drunk.
Boom.
Penny.
I found a penny. You walked right over it.
We're so already ahead of the game.
Mike and I both just walked downstairs here at the world famous Hollywood Improv.
I would have picked it up. I always pick it up.
And Mike walked right over a penny, which I promptly picked up. My hand's now filthy.
Did you like that?
For the right. show. Good
nice,
luck.
Nice job.
Thanks.
Was it on heads or tails?
I didn't. It was dark.
It doesn't count.
Hey, whose blue Lamborghini is always parked out front?
It might be Dane Cook, but he's got a gray Lamborghini, too.
It's there day and night.
Yeah, it's a comic.
That's like very on brand for him to be driving a Lamborghini. You think he'd drive something less.
Powder blue.
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini. Yeah. What's the cool way to say Lamborghini? Gini?
LG.
No.
Lamborghini's pretty cool.
LGini.
Welcome to After Disaster. I'm Anderson. There is Mike Carano. Straight to my 12 o'clock. And there at my 3 o'clock is Ty Ty. Superfluous once again.
Depending on which way the clock is facing.
It's always my clock.
I see.
Superfluous. Superf. Hey, Ty Ty.
What?
As the crow flies.
Little applause here for the opening of the program, the After Disaster program.
How come you didn't put that app on your phone?
It's iPad only. It won't load onto the phone.
Ty, good to see you. Good to see you. I saw a movie earlier today, which I talked about somewhat thoroughly on the Film Vault this week, called
No Crossover.
Everybody wants some. Everybody wants some. Two exclamation marks.
Everybody wants some.
And I couldn't help but think of you throughout, because it takes place in 1980, 6 years before you were born. But it's a bunch of kids around your age from the age when I met you, and they're all on a baseball team in college. And it's definitely got Tyler written all over that bitch there.
Hell yeah. Mm. Just from the font of the posters, I knew it was for me.
Is that are you making funnies?
No.
Comic Sans?
No. Mm-hmm. It's that like groovy like late 70s, early 80s.
That's a good font.
Disco font.
It's a good font for certain things.
You're doing a little fuckwithery there.
I'm not doing some fuckwithery.
Okay. That's straight from Everybody Wants Some. Fuck with three, not bad.
This is a good phrase.
It's a good song, good Van Halen song.
Yeah.
Guys, can I take a moment here to talk about business?
We're out of time.
Let's talk about some biz.
Biz.
Bring it on.
Yes. No time.
We're businessmen now.
Hey, well, I'm thinking of it.
That's why we're all wearing suits. Look at yours.
Birthday suits.
Three piecer.
Underneath the clothes that man makes us wear.
Hey, check out my timepiece. Not bad, huh? It's on a little chain there. You like that? It's my grandfather timepiece.
Wait,
ooh, you should have a big ass.
We're still doing Theater of the Mind. I'm wearing a three-piece suit.
I see.
He's actually looking at my watch.
It's
you
cool.
Like these
it's
alligator
cool you...
cowboy boots I'm wearing?
They're pretty sweet. I like how you keep the head on both of them.
That's right.
Two alligators. What was that, Ty-Ty?
I was just going to make a joke. But
what was your joke, Barb?
Being on like a chain.
Gators.
I don't get it. What's being a pussy on the chain link?
What? No. Like, people should get their Apple Watches now on, like, the old-timey
chains.
That's not a bad idea.
If we create that right now, put them up on Amazon, they would sell.
Not a bad idea, even though it's just really a chain.
We would hate everyone that bought them.
It's just a chain.
I rarely post things on social media. What is tweet, after all, right?
Okay.
Every time I do, though, the last couple of days, here's what I get. Not like, hey, cool. Good work, Anderson. Enjoy that. I get, where's Loveline? Where's the Loveline podcast? Where is it? Here's the deal.
How is that your problem?
It was my problem before. No longer my problem. And I said it on the Film Vault. And I feel really bad because I'm not a social media maven. So I have a hard time getting the word out.
Maven.
And no like no official word has been given out.
Apparently that's what I am.
But here's a little behind the curtains, all right?
Okay.
Of how things work.
Beef curtains of the industry.
Tyler, we don't say beef curtains.
Parting the outer labia.
Or wizard sleeves, Tyler. Please.
Thank God you're doing the visual.
Into the undercarriage of the business.
Here's behind the red showbizy curtain, okay? There's no legs
already
involved.
It's red and pink.
And Mike is going to attest to this. Tyler's a company man, so he will probably stay silent. Smartly, wisely silent. Large companies are fucks.
Yeah. You got my back on that one.
They care about one thing and one thing only, and that is their job.
Yeah, and it's not even just that. It's there's a bunch of incompetent
money.
Fucks.
Obviously, they care about money because that keeps them employed if there is money
coming
in.
Yes, but there's also a bunch of people. Like, for example, I may have heard a story about a company
I had a feeling
where
this
there's
would
people
go this way.
That are in mid-management who, whenever they give out a directive, they CC everybody on it to show that they're doing something. But whenever you call them on their bullshit, they only reply directly back to you. When you're the bigger person and you don't CC everybody.
Kind of following.
I've heard that story.
I'm kind of following.
There's a lot of ass-kissing pieces of shit that are talentless and have no business in the job they have in the working world. And
in the working world.
Most of
not
their energy...
Like baristas. Nothing against baristas. I'm afraid that's what I'm going to have to become soon.
Most of their energy doesn't go towards the betterment of the company or the product or themselves.
No,
it goes towards preservation.
Yes.
And trying to make themselves appear better than they really are.
Absolutely.
Even though they're just pieces of shit.
Then, and the part of me that understands that and realizes that would love to be the guy that comes into a big company and like I'm the new guy in charge and I just clean house.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun.
Yeah.
Everybody out!
I'd like to clean house with the roundhouse kicks.
And I would just like with one just random girl or guy, I'd just be like, except for you. You stay.
You're hot.
Having no idea if they're like the good one.
Yeah.
That's,
and guess what?
A terrible business strategy.
Power move.
You're now our number one employee or you're out. And guess what? They would snap too.
So I'm not going to get into the details. I don't even know how much I'm allowed to talk about it or not talk about.
Okay, in a conversation then.
But I feel like somebody should be, you know, I don't even know if a tweet has gone out about it yet.
I don't think you should get into details.
I saw a tweet from the Loveline Twitter today.
I don't think you should get into details.
It said, we're dealing with ownership
issues. Yeah, that's what I drafted. I actually dictated that. So I'm glad that actually went out.
Yeah.
I guess I kind of in one way or another wrote that, but I said what should be tweeted.
That's vague.
I don't tweet. I just whisper tweets into the air.
And hope for the best.
I'm like a tweeter on the wind.
They appear.
Yeah, I'm a gypsy tweeter.
I'm so old school that I went to the roof of K-Rock last night. And
with an old-fashioned typewriter and you penned your tweet? And
just,
take a dictation,
I just
people.
Cut my hands to my mouth and yelled the tweet to the air. Somebody picked it up.
Yeah, homeless guy across the street, schizophrenia.
So for many years now, Podcast One has been distributing Loveline as a podcast.
Yeah.
Smartly so, because it has very good numbers and there's an audience and there's a large group of people who have come to rely on that show at least daily, if not, you know, on a regular basis. Much like this show. This show is a service to some people because it gets them through a day.
I believe that's true now.
Now.
Yeah, I didn't see the value of this show except for we get to talk. And now I get that people listen to it for comfort and advice.
Yeah. Well,
and the wisdom of
the masters of science.
They listen for science facts. We're like that
current
guy
events.
We're like that guy that runs the planetarium in D.C. What's his name?
John.
Planetarium. Why was that a thing?
What's
on South
that guy's
Park?
Name?
Planetarium.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Yeah.
That
we're
guy.
Like him.
Yeah.
Like,
does that guy run the planetarium?
Yeah. Who's Neil deGrasse Tyson? Yeah. Why do you guys both know him?
The grass king.
He's incredibly intelligent.
The
he's
grass
smart.
King.
He can explain things to the layman. That
Neil.
Are you
saying that because it's 4:20 right
Neil
now?
Neil the grass Tyson.
All right.
He that guy can explain stuff to me, a dummy, where I understand it, and it boggles my mind.
You guys hang out
at the same time? No, he's got a show on Netflix. That's an older show, and it's kind of cheesy. But he'll go tonight. We're going to explain what is
tweet.
What's that ether? He goes, what is ether? And then and he explained it in such great detail.
That
I realized
that thing
there
Anderson
is no such thing as
whispers
ether.
Whispers his tweets into.
That would really upset ICP.
There was speculation that there was a such thing as ether. Otherwise, certain things couldn't travel through space without something to carry them.
Ether is what you huff.
Like
an
atmosphere. And it turns out there is no ether. So the reason radio waves go through space is inexplainable.
Inexplicable.
I may not have listened carefully.
I bet
so
you
I
did not
have that wrong.
Insane Clown Posse would be very mad because I don't like explanations from scientists.
No, but you know what?
They stated that in
everything's
miracles.
A miracle to them. The cap on this bottle, miracle.
So,
fax machines.
Are your guys' headphones not blindingly loud?
They're very loud.
They're fine. They're good. I don't know what your problem is.
Well, because you only have one on.
There is a
Mr. Bold
phone. One ear it then. It's sweet. You feel like a DJ. Right.
Oh, I saw the end of We Are Your Friends the other day.
What is that?
Why would you just watch the end?
It was just on.
Is it a film or something?
Yeah. Was it Zach Efron, DJ movie?
Television documentary?
He did the Anderson headphone, and I got mad and happy at the same time.
Oh.
Don't get it confused with Kill Your Friends, which Tyler's boss has a bit part in. Real quick, get back to Loveline Podcast in a second, but there is an ad running on television right now, And I know I get enraged about stupid things. In fact, just earlier today, I recorded a Film Vault where I went off on a tangent very upset about people dropping mics after they make a statement. And that is so gone, that is so dead, that is so dumb. Here's how it starts, guys. It starts with cool black people doing something, then dumb white people trying to imitate it. Yep. And you know where it goes to die? Bad cartoons. Not even Disney cartoons. Like bad wannabe Disney fucking movies where they try and infuse like old rehash hip hop shit.
Did you
stop
see,
dropping stuff?
Well,
stop
did you
it.
See? Did you see what Google did on April 1st?
Did they drop like a G?
You know how they always have? They do pretty extensive.
Maybe
April
this
Fool's
show should
jokes.
Drop its mic. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I just end.
Are you familiar with the fact that Google
no, him.
Does very
it helps me
extensive
find stuff.
April Fool's jokes?
No, it's not aware. Yes.
One year it was Google Mail delivered to you, and it showed like FedEx packages coming, just boxes and boxes of your emails. It's like now presenting Google Mail.
Oh,
they,
I see.
They mail you all your emails. And of course, there's always some a-hole to get outraged and take it seriously. Mm-hmm. This year, they added a button. They added a button, the mic drop button, and it hung up your phone.
I'm so confused.
Whose phone?
If you're making like a Google call. It was an April Fool's joke. It was up for a very short time until they pulled it and apologized. And you hit the mic drop button, and it was basically a hang up. Like Mike, like you said something so great, or you tweeted something so great.
Oh, did like make the sound effect?
I don't know the details.
Who
actually.
Was mad about
I just heard
that.
Somebody else. People complained.
My international business deal ended because
I hit the mic drop.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I didn't know what it meant. I pushed the button anyway because I'm stupid.
So there's the thing too. That's kind of a thing. It's not quite nearly as prevalent as dropping the fucking mic, but it'll
kicking someone in the balls in the front row.
It'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
And then like you know where they go like they'll look at you and then go.
Yeah.
Make it like with their fingers, like their brain just exploded. Yeah. Uh-huh. I bet people in your biz do this title. And they probably think they're clever when
the
they're
stoner
doing
biz.
It.
I don't think they think they're clever.
There is a commercial right now. I don't know what
the Burning Man business
the company is. I refuse. I always feel like I get a little win, a little win if like I'm familiar with the commercial. I might have seen it 10 times. No idea what you're selling.
Yeah.
I win.
Yeah,
it's actually
you.
For
fuck
Wynn
you.
Hotels.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
But it's
we should open a shoddy hotel across street called Lose.
It might be like Boost or Cricket or something. But
hilarious.
Remember that commercial where Steven was sitting on the edge of the building? Yeah. Fuck that commercial. That was terrifying.
So it says we have rates so low it'll blow your mind. And then there's some pasty ass white fat motherfucker. He's not even that fat, but he's pasty.
Jesus.
And like there's just a picture of him. Like he's like live action, but it's like a close tight shot.
Yeah.
And I believe there's like some little squiggly lines and like he goes like in slow motion to make his brain explode. And it infuriates me so much because the lack of creativity and the rehashedness of it all, I start raging. I'm screaming at the TV. Yeah. My poor pregnant wife, Jillian, she's just like...
She's pregnant?
This is...
Oh my God, you're having a baby?
You gotta... She's just discovering now,
we
guys.
Reset every podcast for new listeners.
This is what I've heard like 10 times from her in the last couple
guys,
weeks.
Guys, I brought us machetes.
Why are you so loud? She keeps asking
we
me.
We should get drones.
She's just now discovering that I'm
say
allowed.
Say that it's so the baby can hear you.
A loud
and
individual.
Knows your voice.
She's got some hormones pumping, man.
She's just realizing
changes,
that I'm loud.
Changes around the bend.
I've been known as the loud guy for my entire life.
Yeah.
Soon you'll be sleeping in the garage. You're already in the other room.
Soon you'll be sleeping in your studio apartment.
You know that other room that I'm sleeping in? You know what that room is?
Cat room.
The fuck room.
It's
podcast
it's,
room.
It's going to be the nursery.
Yeah.
And I'm just sleeping in there temporarily.
You're going to get kicked out.
You're
going to have to sleep out in the yard with the cat.
You should get a, what's that thing called that baby sleep in? Not a bassinet, but what is it called?
Crib.
Crib, yeah. You should get a crib and just curl up in there.
Well, I already call it my crib, yo. Mm. I'm dropping this mic.
Wow. Oh, great. That was such a pussy mic drop.
That was
we dropped
very,
the mic where we don't want to damage equipment we paid for.
Ginger.
Mic drop.
Even that was too hard.
Yeah, mic drop is awful. Hey, I was walking across the street here just now moments ago.
Unless you punch me in the face and I get knocked out.
Crazy homeless guy in the corner out front of the improv. Yeah.
That was Mike.
Ranting and raving about how it's Earth Day, which it's not.
Nope. And it might be.
He looked at me and he said, one love.
Oh, Earth Day is probably what? Saturday.
Yeah.
Listener.
Yeah.
No.
Listener.
He's not.
Was it the reincarnated Bob Marley? Or that homeless guy that people claim is Bob Marley on the internet?
I don't know
that's
anything about that.
Homeless guy just died, and the article, the headline, of course it's a website you never heard of because it's completely made up, as is most stuff on the internet.
Yeah, it's like dick30.com.
DNA evidence proves Bob Marley was this homeless guy, and they've got pictures of them side by side, and they look very similar.
And now he's dead.
I love how that story, you started and just went down.
Because, you know, Bob Marley's life was so shitty, smoking pot all day, getting laid, playing gigs. That he decided to fake his death.
Give it all up, become a homeless guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. Kind of like Elvis. Like,
Elvis
didn't
fake
his death.
Elvis didn't want the fame and the money and the food and the chicks.
So he faked dying on a toilet.
He wanted to live a regular life.
I get that maybe he was crazy.
Hey, man, what's the shittiest way to go out, man?
All right, Tyler, don't drop the mic.
That was a pretty good Elvis impression off the top of my head.
It wasn't terrible, actually, just off the cuff. We edited it in, though. You did many takes of that.
I have a, you know how I have an affinity for miniatures? I love miniatures.
Yes, and you like to imagine miniature things using these miniature
And there's a
objects.
Guy who makes miniature artwork, like little statuesques. Yeah. Like little statuettes.
He sneezed a few times after many hours of work, and they're gone forever.
Very, very tiny. I've got the picture on my computer.
They used to have them at the Jurassic Museum.
Yes. No, well, they had the Museum of Miniatures next door to the Peterson.
I couldn't find it.
It's been gone for like 10 years.
Are we talking about the guy that did the little things on the
pinheads? Yes, on the pinheads.
Okay, well,
is that guy?
I did a 60-minute piece on
it. How does anyone
this guy
to this
creates
show?
Like miniature dioramas, and they're beautiful, like at the Grand Ole Opry and stuff. And one of them is
you
look through a keyhole, and it's Elvis on the toilet, slumped over behind him. But it's not done as a comedy; it's done as that's probably what he would have looked like. And he's just like,
oh, because like the perspective.
Is he wearing his like Evel Knievel suit?
Pretty
sweet. He was at home. Yeah. You know what's creepy, though, is somebody took a picture of him as he was entering the gates like hours before he died, and he just kind of was waving out of his Cadillac window, and it's like, oh my God, that person's the last person that saw him.
Don't you hate when you see somebody like die, even if it's like David Bowie, like the last picture's taken of him?
Yeah.
Like
His last picture was fantastic.
He looks like healthy, like as healthy as I am.
Smiling.
Oh, yeah, he's dead smiling. 2 days later.
Wearing a suit, wearing a hat.
What's to prevent me from dying from You know, I want to see like a person, like this is the picture that was taken of them a week before they died, and I want them to look withered and like completely half dead. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like with tubes coming out of their own. Speaking of death.
You mean like those cool photos of, what's his
good
face?
One, Ty. Don't drop the mic.
I don't know if I want to bring this up.
What? Who?
The guy that was in Roadhouse.
Patrick Swayze. I will get back to Loveline, the demise of Loveline podcast soon. I promise.
I don't know if I should bring this up because it made me very uncomfortable, but I'm being very sincere.
Uh-oh.
I was in Orange County today running my errands, and I thought I'll swing by Dr. Drew's wife's dad's hardware store.
Adams.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it took me forever to find it.
Why would you do that? You're like a stalker. You're like a celebrity stalker.
I did it to be supportive and be kind. I walk in.
She's selling hammers at half price.
Susan
over
is
there.
Behind the counter running the entire store, as has been for a while. She's
okay, here's the deal.
For
those of you might not know, Drew's wife, Susan's dad, died. Her dad was like...
Everything's half price.
90-something, and he had a hardware store, which he was running until 4 days before he died. So she's left with the hardware store, and she's liquidating everything. Yes. I don't know why it's left up to her, but she's down there with like overalls on, essentially. And Drew came up with a promotional idea last night on the fly on Loveline. Hey, if you live out by Tustin, swing by Adam's Hardware. My wife will be in there. Say hi, Susan, and you get an automatic 50% off.
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
No, it's true. Everyone got it. And
Drew's so dumb.
There's a lot of love there. A lot of people came in to tell her how much they loved her dad. But here's the thing. She wasn't wearing overalls.
No.
She was wearing a skirt and a nice shirt. And I was frankly kind of attracted to her. Like I walked behind the counter and I looked at her and I was kind of like, I would totally check her out. Okay, now I regret this. Let's move on. We're doing a live show this Saturday, April 23rd.
Isn't that
10
the main
p.m.
reason
at
for
the
this
lab.
Show? The main reason why we're doing this show, squeezing the show in. Yeah. $10
No,
on.
This is the actual show.
Yeah. The other one's not
we're
the show.
We're just going to play this.
The other one is a bonus for Patreon.
Oh, that'd be a good move. A power move.
Didn't we talk about this for like 2 weeks?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah.
Wait, what, just playing an episode?
I'm sorry. Are we doing Theater of the Mind right there again?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm lost.
We're going to go to there's a theater in a mine. You're all coming to it.
Yeah. Bring a canary.
So, Podcast One has been distributing Loveline as a digital entity podcast for the last number of years. I'd say about 4.
That's right, baby!
I'm not sure exactly whereabouts or howabouts or whyabouts it happened, but suddenly CBS...
Because I've got money!
...dug through some filings and paperwork and contracts, and I guess...
Where
that
did
they
Doug throw them?
...realized that they were the rightful owners of Loveline in any form, and that Podcast One should not be doing that.
That's
so
bullshit!
I've not been contacted by anyone other than Podcast One by a woman who I know that works over there. And she says, I've been elected to call you and tell you to stop.
Elected.
Yeah, that's how she put it.
it's odd.
Yeah, it's horrible.
She should give a pointer to Bernie.
Never a good sign when you get a phone call and the first word you hear is, I have been elected to call you.
That sounds like she picked you up with like tweezers, like she a picked grabby the short straw. Cause she doesn't, yeah.
Like everyone's in the office. Yeah. Like, I don't want to do it.
Who's going to call Anderson? I don't know. I don't want to do it.
So as of right now, CBS owns the rights to all that is Loveline, which has been the case for a while now, I guess. And they have every right to repost as a podcast, reinsert the feed, make the new shows available. I have not heard anything from CBS. I'm not an employee of CBS.
I am.
I would wonder, that's why I thought you'd be quiet on this, what I was getting at, which angers me. Maybe it's one of those things where it's just, you know, slips through the cracks. And I know a lot of people got a lot on their plate and they have a lot of different shows that they oversee and this and that.
Yeah,
but what
people
goes
in restaurants have a lot on their plate
out their window, out the window, what gets completely looked
people
over
at Hometown Buffet have a lot.
Our listeners. And I feel really bad. And I'd be really pissed if I was a devoted Loveline listener and I listened to it.
I would as well.
On
it was
a,
the same
on
thing
the
when Phil
basis.
Henry went away. I was
and
like
then
angry.
A business dispute comes up. And it'd be one thing if it was losing tons of money and it was like hurting a business. It was making a profit. I know that. And the entire Loveline team wishes that it was still available on demand for you. And I hope that CBS does come around and they do it on their own or they contact me. I hope that this happens. And I hope that this conversation isn't going to get me in trouble somehow. But that's, I mean, I didn't say anything.
Don't squeal.
Did I say anything?
No, but here's what I recommend somebody does who's been a benefit to us on many of our podcasts, who's been a friend and deserves to basically break the law. But since Gio has all those tapes, why don't you just start selling them to people under the table, Gio? I'm very serious.
No, he shouldn't make
start
money
distributing.
Off of it, then he can get in trouble.
That's what I mean, but he's got to do it super slyly under the table, and maybe we can be the middleman and take a cut. Maybe. I'm just throwing this out there.
So that's,
I'm very serious.
If I were Gio, and
people contacted me and said, can you send me all the Loveline tapes? I'd say, I'll send you a master file of everything for $25.
That's not true. You would pay them. You'd be like, here, I'll send it to you for free. Here's $25.
Oh, yeah, I have like 300 pounds of Loveline VHS tapes squirreled away.
That's how they measure it, by the pound.
Well, they're all VHS tapes. They're massive.
I've got about 40 pounds of music in my trunk.
My car looked like a lowrider when I was driving away with them.
Yeah.
Because there's like no one in charge. Everyone, you know, the company's has been passed over and rebought and sold like three times. Yeah. So all the people that used to be in charge of archiving are displaced.
This is terrible.
Yeah, so it's a thing. And, you know, I'll do whatever I can.
Yeah, baby.
Tyler just found a pill.
What is that?
Hell yeah.
What kind of pill do you think that is? That was pretty good sleight of hand.
That wasn't
right
bad. Tyler
like
just
that?
Pretended.
That was pretty good.
Wait on, let me show everybody.
Pill he's a magic man.
We found. More importantly.
I think it's just a Tylenol.
More business.
It says L5. It's L on the blue and 5 on the red.
You know what that reminds me of, that Loveline scenario? A great sketch show that I happen to work on called Mr. Show with Bob and David on HBO. 15 years ago, went off the air.
Right.
And HBO never put it on their internet platforms. It was not available. And it's finally going to be available. They hated them so much, they decided they're going to shut them out of show
business.
Why'd
they hate them?
I don't know.
Because of the success of Better Call Saul, they're putting it up?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably. Mr. Show was fucking fantastic. And the fact that HBO hated it the whole time just shows there's always... it shows that things are a matter of taste. Because they were doing pretty good programming, actually, back then.
Mugs. Let's talk mugs real quick. There's a couple mugs that were kind of like the cast aside as rejected mugs that were not good enough to give to our Patreon 50 subscribers.
But they're good enough to give to the rest of you.
They're in my kitchen, and every time I see them, I think, oh, fuck, there's new people that we owe mugs to, plus the guy who got the broken mug, and I feel like we're neglecting that entirely every single day that goes by.
Okay.
What do we? Well, shouldn't we do something?
Yeah.
For extra $5, we'll stop neglecting you.
No.
Oh, no?
We need to get those mugs done, right?
Yes.
And replace the guy who got the broken mug.
Stat.
I feel really
bad.
No, we were going to send him something else.
Glue.
Don't give away.
But I don't think we're
still
actually
done
that. Yeah, we haven't even done that.
We haven't even uploaded the latest Destination Disaster yet.
Oh, it's good.
Hopefully tonight, right? Or tomorrow?
Let's do it tonight.
Easy for you to say.
All right.
You want me to do it? You can just send me the codes?
New Destination Disaster, the Power of Maw.
But then you got to send it to the Patreon people and let them know.
How easy is that to do, Tom?
We can talk about it all.
Considering also, you weren't there for the 11-hour journey.
I also have a... 130 gigabyte file of us painting the mugs that I don't know what to do with because I can't even get it off the camera.
Really?
Yeah. I don't
you
have that
can
much
put
space.
It straight onto like a hard
no
drive.
No one ever needs to see that video. There's nothing good
it's
in it.
It's an AVC HD file and they're all put together and they have to be.
No one cares.
Disassimilated
can you,
by.
Can you pull off like a couple? We'll talk about this off. Maybe we'll play it behind us during the live show.
Oh, not God. Too bad. Two-hour live show.
That's not bad, actually.
Not bad.
We should just make the next round of mugs at the show and not talk.
Well, either way, the live show is this Saturday night at 10 p.m. at the Lab. And I have a request to make of people.
Please don't talk to us or look us in the eye.
If you're coming to the live show and you're going to have some drinks, try to refrain from drinking before the show and have the drinks during the show, because if the bar does good numbers, we look like fucking the shit. And both bars are separate. So if you come here early and sit in the big open bar on the street and drink and then go in the little bar and have nothing, they look at the numbers the next day and think we didn't do very well. But if you wait and you go into the little room and you walk up to the bar and order the same drink there and drink it during the show, then we look...
So everyone binge drink.
It basically makes us look way better, and then they want us back.
Well, they're going to want us back. I mean, yes. I've been down there for shows.
No, you're correct.
So arguably, you guys are terrible, but your crowd drinks a lot.
If the numbers, if the bar sales numbers, because sometimes people, for my thing, most people were here early, and they had drinks down here, and then the bartender just ended up standing there watching the show, which is what we would do, too. If we were going to a show, we'd want to have drinks first.
Yeah.
You don't get jacked up on the booze train.
Yeah, but come in the little room. The little room is nice. It's chill. Yeah. It's mellow.
And there's a full bar. And granted, the first show is going to run long, so our show probably won't be starting until 10:15. But get there, get some seats, get some drinks in the little bar.
Hey, and not to harp on the live show, which will be a distant memory by the time we do the next week's show. But
yeah, so distant.
Have the people that are our Patreoners at certain levels realize that they are also on the list if they want to come.
Yes, they have been alerted, all Patreon members have been informed that they will get the show.
Okay.
Guys, I have...
You going to give me that list? I can give it to the ticket person?
Yeah.
I Whoa!
What was that? God, I wish it was a gong.
Loud faux pas downstairs.
I think the ghost of John Bonham just rolled up.
So... One of my shorts, my long short, my big short, was personally my favorite short, other than yours, Corona. I love the cult of Corona, but I really also liked Everybody Dies, which was the one about the blind man who got his service dog delivered to him by a bad courier service, so they delivered the wrong dog, and he's trapped in his house with a maniac dog wandering around, and he's on the phone. That got into a festival and played at the Chinese... Theater. I think that I plugged it last week.
Yes.
I don't know if any listeners showed up, but I can tell you this much. It was, I've had brutal viewing experiences, screening experiences in the past. I've talked on this very show that it's
recently.
Not very fun, and that, especially if they're comedies, because every moment of silence is just feel like your family.
Sure.
And so you're very anxious, and there's no fixing it on the fly, and for a control freak.
Nope.
It's a catch-22, because filmmakers
pull the fire alarm.
Inherently are control freaks. But then once you're done,
which is exactly the place you don't want to put the
and you
fire
put
the
it up on the screen, you
it's
can't
done.
Control it.
Out of your hands. Out of your hands.
Where, like, if the audience is turning on it, and if it's a live performance, you can maybe zig instead of zag.
Yeah.
Nothing.
You could do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 thing and just start grab
you
a microphone.
Start run up like, isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
So this was...
And then say it's performance art, and then... Like, take your clothes off and run out the door.
Saturday night at the world-famous Chinese Theater. It wasn't a huge crowd. It was about probably two-thirds full, if that.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
And there was 12 films in the dark comedy block.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was the 11th film shown out of the 12. So a lot of us were fairly spent by the time that it got there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, all the times that I've spent showing my... going back to film school in front of audiences, this was probably not the most uncomfortable because I've grown a lot and I could deal with failure a little bit better. But it was...
It's not a failure, by the way.
Probably the least amount of laughs I've ever heard in a theater with an audience while watching something that I put together. And
Were you trying to seed the crowd a little bit? Like, hey,
I kind of did want to laugh because there's a few things in there that really make me laugh. And I guess the point of it is...
God, that would be weird.
I did
hear
myself
laugh. The guy who made the
movie
was cracking up.
Yeah. The point
you mean
of it
like
is
like us and we listen to our own podcast.
Hey everybody,
laugh?
I wrote my own review. Fantastic job, Anderson.
We had to get up there afterwards like they do with the Q&A's.
That's worse.
It's Q&A's, right?
Did you mention the lack of laughs?
Kind of. So like the mic was going up and down and the moderator was actually being... I've been up for Q&A's before where the moderator's kind of like just getting through it because they got something else to do.
Yeah.
This guy
Elvis
was he was really friendly, really sweet, very nice. He told me that my film played very well. That's how he approached me. And he said, he was really making sure that everyone had something to say. So he was making the mic go up and down.
Yeah.
So the mic passed by me like three times. He demanded that I say something at
one
point.
Your movie played well, like the file, like when they press, like
didn't skip.
So I
that was the only compliment he had for you?
A few people were talking about how their
nice compression.
Their movies came from reality, like they came from actual experiences, and one was about this guy's Nana.
And you're like, you went to Mars?
And like, you know, that's actually my Nana. And that's and then I don't know why, but
then
I was
someone yelled out, "Who cares?"
I was definitely in the "Who cares" mode, and I decided I might get like the inspiration for the movie where it came from. I'm like, well,
yeah.
People don't know this, but I was once blind, and actually the wrong dog was delivered to. And I realized that wasn't funny at all. So.
That's great.
So I'm just like,
turn your mic off.
I'm like, I don't know. I said, I thought it would be.
Oh, your comments aren't playing very
fucking
well.
Hilarious to have a blind guy with the wrong dog in his apartment.
It is.
And hilarious. I use the word fuck, which was kind of jarring, even though we just watched 12 dark comedies.
Did anyone else get laughs?
Yes, a few others did get laughs.
Could you tell if it was friends and family or was it?
It's always hard to tell. I don't know. Yeah, but then I went on this quick.
Ha ha ha. I'm so proud of you, honey.
Quick run diatribe.
Family.
About how making comedies is brutal because every time there's silence, which there's going to be silence in every movie. Thanks. It's not nonstop laughter. You're dying inside and how I want to make dramas because of that. Yeah. And then I heard one of the filmmakers who was up there. He's like, no, that's funny. As in, like, finally,
fuck
I said something funny. I wanted to fuck him.
You.
Fuck
you.
Him.
So you and Jillian beat him up in the parking lot.
So Jillian and I had a discussion, and we were talking about it, you know, in the quietness on the car ride home. And I wasn't, like, reeling like I would have back in the day.
Yeah. Good move. I like that.
It makes me actually more hungry to make something. Just getting into a festival is a huge, it's really, really tough. But she is in the school of thought that no one laughed because dog rape isn't funny. And I seem to think that it is funny and that people didn't laugh because the movie is confusing.
The dog rape is so late into it, though.
Too many moving parts. It's kind of hard to care about everything that's going on. And I'm asking a lot of the audience for a stupid little throwaway cartoony short for them to follow all the different moving parts. That's what I think.
I would be curious if you gave it to an actual professional editor and said, do what you would do with this and then watch it and see if it plays differently. Because it may. There may be stuff that you're married to that you won't let go of. Because I do that all the time. I want to slide shit in that's important to me or something that took work to shoot.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do anything.
There wasn't even any applause. Like when the credits came up, people didn't know where to applaud. Because like I noticed that with the first few films too. People weren't applauded until the last credit rolled because there was like some stuff at the end of the credits. So people were waiting because they were clapping through that. So they realized.
Yeah.
So then it ends.
I thought you might have a preview for the next Avengers film.
Cuts to black.
Best. Cut in Iron Man. Fucking the dog.
Says directed by me. And
revenge
then
is sweet.
Just
pooch.
Silence. Well, the credits were rolling. Yeah, it was mortifying. It was mortifying, but...
I feel your pain, though.
You know, I like bombing every now and again.
You gotta keep you humble. Right?
Yeah.
Keeps you humble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucking Avengers, I have to see that thing tomorrow.
Civil War.
Camp America. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed by every single thing I see on TV. It's like, are you Team Cap? It's like, here's the new ketchup fucking show. Are you Team Captain Ketchup?
I'm so out of touch with what's happening at the movies. I have not been to a movie in a theater for months. And I don't even know if the Batman Superman movie's out yet.
It's gone.
Hmm.
Came and went.
All right. I exaggerated how out of touch I was.
Oh, you're aware?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Dude, I can read your phone from fucking
Stop
space.
It. Stop it.
The International Space Station, the Russians are reading your fucking...
you want to know what the
best... phone over there, kid.
You know what the best advance could be that could be made in the iPhone since they've already capped out at features? The best advance they could possibly come out with on the next iPhone is a screen that's not readable from any angle.
I was gonna say you can suck your
Don't you think? Just one letter per page. No, but a screen that nobody can see unless you're looking straight on. That would be fucking fantastic.
That would be good. But then I'm sure that they could sell like screen covers. They probably already do that. I bet with grooves. But it would make you look really suspicious. Like if you're in a committed relationship.
So?
Honey, why can't I see your phone at all unless I'm right on top of it? That's the way I like it.
I'm talking about so you could watch videos on the bus.
No, you know what the future is going to be. The next is going to be projection. And not just projection. It's going to project what you see like on any wall you're at.
Yeah.
And also it's going to project a little keyboard down. I've actually seen a video of this where it can sense where your fingers
are going. I've also seen videos of flying cars.
It's here. It's coming.
That technology is here, but it's
phone sucking my dick.
Stupid.
And then they're going to get a hologram of Steve Jobs dropping the iPhone and walking off screen. That's how they're going to sell it.
Hey, okay.
It's so hot in here.
It really is a sauna.
I really despise what I'm about to do.
Turn on the AC because I would love that.
But
drop trowel.
I just got this new gig at CBS to put uploading the Loveline podcast.
I'd be fine with that. I would actually do it for free if somebody approached me right now because I feel really bad.
Well, you could.
I mean, those people that are in charge started out loving radio. You got to hope, and that's why they got into radio. And they were listeners at the beginning.
And they completely lost. Yeah, but the same thing with our company is we had people in the beginning that loved comedy and cared about stand-ups and really cared about comedy. No, they hire restaurant managers.
I saw the marquee. It seems like they kind of hate comedy these days.
They hire restaurant people, and it's just a job. For a lot of people. Not at this club, it's not.
Do they go up and tell like silverware jokes? Bussing table jokes?
Sick. Man, I see what happened at the theater.
Mike just got pissed.
No, I don't know how this ties in now that I started this.
I shouldn't preface this too much with a stupid quote, but there was a restaurant.
There's a famous Tuesday. Steve Jobs quote, Saturday. Which I think is very relevant. I don't know how it's relevant, but it just occurred to me. It
takes renegades.
I hate saying a quote, but this one was one of the best quotes ever.
I like apples.
Trying to lure some bigwig.
I'm smarter than you.
From Coca-Cola to
more
work at Apple. Next,
Pepsi. Please.
Way, way back in the day.
Was it a Pepsi?
And the guy didn't want to leave his job where he was getting paid millions of dollars and very, very successful.
Sugar
and
water.
Steve Jobs goes, he goes, would you rather keep selling sugar water to kids or try to change the world? And I was like, yeah, that's the best quote.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one. Hitler could have said the same thing to the guy.
Would you rather...
Would you rather sell their Schneitzer beer or change the world?
Yeah, he could have.
Less Jews.
I knew I wasn't going to go there.
The guy's like, I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Hitler's pitch. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see Hitler pitch
something.
Hitler's
pitch, the new baseball movie.
I think there's a lot of archival footage of him pitching his ideas.
Hey. Well, I'll talk about this off air.
Fucking Bill Burr wants to learn German just so he can hear Hitler, what he's saying. He's serious.
He can't just turn on the subtitles?
Yeah, there's no transcripts.
He wants to learn German so he can actually get the feel. Because he's so
OCD.
Why doesn't
he read Mein Kampf?
He feels like he's not going to be getting the true spirit.
Theater of the Mein Kampf.
That should be the title of our show.
Terrible name for a podcast. Let's not title it that.
On
Saturday. I don't want to be real.
Can we get that up on the marquee?
I'll try.
Tonight.
I'll try.
Tonight only. Thank God.
Theater of the Mein Kampf.
That stupid face he does. You only do that face when you're really against doing something.
Yeah, I'm really against that.
I've never seen him take such a stance against something that he should take a stance against.
I will take
I've
a
seen
stance.
Him this earnest about things that don't matter.
I would put NAMBLA podcast tonight at 10 p.m. way before I would put Theater of the Mein Kampf.
For those not watching through my microphone, Mike was his eyes look like those cat clocks.
A little bit, yeah. His eyes go back and forth. Good one, Ty. Hey, whoever the Marine that sent all that stuff from 29 Palms.
Oh yeah, we
got to
thank.
I use those.
29
I think we thanked him.
20 Mein Kampfs.
I use those. The wife is constantly drinking out of the one big
Hell
one.
Yeah.
Like, nice. Makes her look like a pregnant Marine. I like it. And
what?
Yeah, so thank
nothing's
you.
Nothing's hotter than a pregnant Marine.
That stuff's getting used, so thank you. I'm sorry. I think we thanked him on the next episode.
Did you see that internet thing going around, and it's like, watch this guy put a guy who's sleeping with a... I like what voice your internet is in. According to the
Have
bullshit...
Have you seen this shit?
According to the internet article, watch this guy eat the lunch of... Okay, some guy... wrote his friend, and the guy screen captured all this shit, supposedly. Mm-hmm. And he wrote his friend and said, I don't know what to do, man, because I'm falling for this chick that I'm fucking, but her husband's married and he's serving in Iraq, blah, blah, blah. And the guy kind of chastised him. Mm-hmm. He went, what are you doing? This is, you know, basically told me he's wrong. And the guy goes, yeah, but the heart wants what the heart wants. And he goes, and I want to marry her, but, you know, I'm kind of freaked out that she'll cheat on me someday, blah, blah, blah. And the guy goes, she's cheating on you right now with her husband who's serving our country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bottom line is, the second guy sent the texts to the recruiting office, and then the guy wrote him back, you motherfucking little bitch. You know, you sent that to my recruiting officer because he was joining the military. Right. And then the guy goes, I also sent it to your dad on Facebook. And I want to believe it's real. But then I started thinking about, like, military wives cheating on their husbands when the husbands are gone. Is that a prevalent thing, or is that just...
I think it happens.
People cheat, and it's the same percentage.
I don't know. I'm not going to speak out of turn here. I have no idea.
How shitty would you feel having an affair with a guy's wife who's like serving overseas. Like, how, that's almost the lowest. Like, it's as disrespectful as you can be, and you're cheating. You're having sex with a guy's wife who is probably well equipped to kill you.
What if you're just, maybe it's your war protest?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what?
Fuck the war and fuck the whores, baby. Yeah.
Make love, not war. I take that literally.
Yeah.
I think that... Did I win you over, Mike?
No, but I'm trying to think of what the worst case scenario is.
It's pretty bad. I mean...
My friend who is...
Well, you know what would be worse is if a guy was in jail for life for a crime he didn't commit.
Yeah.
And
you fucked his wife.
I'm talking about in the cheating.
Actually, that's not bad because he's in life for life anyways.
Yeah,
so
isn't that
kind of
like a Shawshank Redemption?
No. There are elements that are similar, and it involves cheating and jail time, but very different orders and whatnot.
Okay.
And yes, crime. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut somebody off. I apologize.
Hmm.
I do apologize.
I wonder how people don't cheat. I'm talking long term when you get bored. How can you get bored of the relationship, like after 4 years?
Mm-hmm. Like when she looks like a pregnant Marine.
You in a relationship, Michael?
You know what I'm saying? I just want to make the conversation super. You guys are with me on this, right? Okay, they're nodding yes.
Hey, The Power of Ma, which is should be the title of the Destination Disaster 2, because it is just Mike and Anderson. There is no tie. There's no ATM. No ATM. The power of ATM is not upon us.
It should be called Lack Power.
The Power of Ma. And I got to say, Mike did all the editing on it because I have not had a chance to get to it. I was actually planning on doing that tomorrow and Friday, but you beat me to it, which I am very thankful for.
I'm on a roll getting work done.
Tyler and I both watched it, and...
Oh, motherfucker. I have to renew my goddamn driver's license.
That was kind of out
of the
blue.
That was amazing.
Sorry, it
just
occurred to me I have 2 days to do it. Son bitch.
Can you do it online?
I don't think so.
I have
not been into a DMV in exactly 15 years.
I think it takes 10 minutes online.
The last time I renewed it.
You might even be able to do it at AAA if you haven't got a point on your record. I think you can do it online if you don't have any points.
I got a point.
Oh, fuck. Anyways, power.
Wasn't my fault. Some
Destination
guy was going
Disaster
really slow, and I went around him erratically.
It was enjoyable. Erotic. It was good.
It felt like a little TV show. I enjoyed it.
Okay, so good.
It's funny because I thought it was enjoyable
like
too.
And
considering we went into it going, this is a piece of shit.
We did a lot of stuff in 11 hours.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, and it's got a cliffhanger.
Yeah, it's got an exclamation.
It's
got a punchline.
It has a nice button.
Yeah.
You digging in the sand. That part was very funny with what Mike said.
Yeah, Mike,
I won't spoil it.
Mike,
I don't remember.
Did have
what
a funny
said,
one? But
you talking to the lady inside the brontosaurus.
Oh yeah,
that was very funny.
She wasn't a lady. She was a child.
Child.
She was a young lady.
She might be a young lady.
That cut, that edit was fantastic.
Going up into the head of the Tyrannosaurus Rex that you see off
exciting.
The 10 on the way to Palm Springs. For those of you, you guys have all seen it. It's in Pee Wee's.
Not all of them.
Most people have seen it. Pee Wee. It's a famous roadside attraction. I'd never been up there before. That was phenomenal. Like, my reaction was honest.
I will say what kind of made me feel cheesy about that was I have pretty much that exact same video in one of my supplement videos that I sell for my podcast.
Everything's
Were you that excited about
I went to,
it?
It's funny because I went to, oh my God, I went to the dinosaurs, I went to Pioneer Town, and I went to the A's.
Uh-huh.
Didn't go to the mountain, though.
Nope.
There's a really fun interlude with Mike and I having gay time at the Ace Hotel.
That part made me crack up.
It's pretty gay.
It's really well put together.
It's definitely the gayest thing we've ever done.
Zach liked the show, too. He was laying on the ground watching it. And he was
transfixed. Yeah? Good.
Oh, Zach
Did he look at the screen and go, fags?
Yes. What? Something like that.
He doesn't know that it's not correct.
Oh,
he's
not on.
He doesn't
understand. He's
a baby.
Yeah.
He's a baby.
Question is where did he learn it? I mean, that immediately comes to mind.
His uncles have been over to the
house.
You're
not his uncle. You're his dad.
You are his uncles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet.
I wish that I just said you're not his uncle.
Do you know I had?
You're
oh
his
God,
dad,
I
and then dropped the mic and walked out. I should have done that.
Mine uncle.
Somebody.
Mine conf uncle.
Somebody in the last year asked me if I would be the godfather to their child, and I said no.
I've said no to that.
Yeah, because there's no goddamn way I want to get the news. Like, you're the guy. I'm like,
yeah,
because
that's
what
it means. It's not just a title.
Yeah.
I said no first, and that.
If
and then
it means
I said
the
yes.
kid's going to kiss my ring and do work for me.
That's great.
And off my enemies. Yeah. I'm in.
Cut heads off horses and bury
I'm
them.
I'm in.
Bed
kiss
sheets.
Your ring.
Tyler's not picking it up.
There's a deleted scene from The Godfather where the guy cuts it off.
Really?
No, I made that up. 7 minutes of the Hacksaw.
I knew tired. Some trivia about the actual horse head. It obviously, it was a real horse, and I think I knew, learned the whereabouts, how they came up with it.
They had to keep it on ice. I know that.
I think. Oh, that's what it was. They had like a fake one, like a prop head horse that they were going to use, and the actor who had to wake up to the dead head horse, horse head, didn't know that they were going to use a real one, tie. And then when they were ready to actually shoot,
where did they get
they get the, they're like, all right, get in position, and put roll over to your back, and then got props, get them in there, get, and then they put the real horse head, and he had been, done rehearsal a few times with the fake one. He rolls over, and he's like,
Francis Ford Coppola is known for doing stuff like that. If you watch the behind the scenes of that Matt Damon movie, the Danny DeVito Matt Damon lawyer movie, which is a good movie.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? Rainmaker?
Mm-hmm.
They talk about the stuff that he did to them. Like he would have Matt Damon go out and fake box with somebody on the crew, and then he'd tell the guy, really fucking hit him and rough him up so his adrenaline goes. And Matt Damon, and they'd have to be separated, and then he'd go, let's go, we're rolling. And he'd walk into the courtroom still with the adrenaline going, and Francis Ford Coppola would make him put rocks in his shoes so he's uncomfortable while he's in the courtroom and stuff like that. It sounds kind of crazy.
No, it's like, good. I mean, it's all about getting a really good reaction.
But there's a little bit of trivia in regards to that horse head is... Francis Ford Coppola misread that part of the book, and it wasn't supposed to be the horse head. It was supposed to be the whole horse, and he thought it was just the horse head.
He might have just made that up because he knew it would be more of a pain in the ass, though, to actually put the horse in there.
Good point.
Plus, I think the head, severed head, is more effective.
Cat. It's a cat now.
Sorry. Now, speaking of cats,
are you saying nay to that story?
Speaking of cats, that's exactly where I'm going to go. The cat.
Sweet pussy talk.
That Marlon Brando is petting.
Yeah.
On his lap, that cat was actually a stray cat. Stray cats. Francis Ford Coppola found on, I believe it was a Paramount lot. He found it. Like, it was a stray cat a few days before that scene. And then he liked the cat so much, the cat was so docile and agreeable that he put it in the scene and it became like now it's an iconic figure.
And it won an Academy Award.
Tyler, well done. How pissed are you, Tyler? It's right there. It was pretty good. Yeah. We are literally dying of sweat and
exhaustion. No, we're not. Not literally.
Literally, we're all dying.
I think it's quite comfortable.
What? I'm about to break through that sunroof.
If we were in a sauna, we wouldn't be complaining.
Why are we doing this on the roof? The roof is better.
Oh, we should have done the roof. You want to go finish up on the roof?
No, I got to go in 3 minutes.
3 minutes?
3 minutes. So I parked six neighborhoods away.
That's true. So really? Then we should do our housekeeping.
I'm parked pretty far away, too.
Housekeeping. Okay, where's the broom? Does this anger you guys? I don't know if we should say anything about it because apparently it's a sponsor or something or other. But I was just talking about how things are played out and no one's creative anymore. And there's a t-shirt in here.
Those are our new shirts.
And it just says WTF in white on a black shirt. And then...
That was in here?
It just says...
Nothing on the other side.
Where's the fireball?
Oh, it's Fireball Liquor.
It's for the Fireball Liquor. But, I mean, that's the slogan campaign they came up with.
Stupid.
So you're just walking around, WTF on my shirt. I'm a fucking rap.
See, I think we should be shaming people that come up with bad ideas that do poor.
What about the... I think I bitched about it on the show, but remember Got Milk and it was a genius campaign? Yeah. And then everyone has just stolen it. Yeah. Everyone. Got water. Got sand.
This is an awkward time to announce the new Got After Disaster
Oh, man, we got the shirts. Got After Disaster.
I don't want one. Oh, we did.
But for real life, we do actually have real shirts. Yeah, you can go.
My wife, Jillian, really wants one.
What's the quality of those shirts?
Jillian wants the Keith.
Have you seen it yet?
Tie Beauty.
You did Teespring.
I did Teespring. Yeah, they're good. They're not as good as the ones that I had my guy run off, but they're not nearly as expensive as those either. These are good.
Yeah.
They're good middle fix.
And they're done.
Got it.
And they wash well. I've washed my Film Vault shirt numerous times, and the print stays on. So there's three to choose from, right?
Yes. Right now, there's the three heads. There's a one that just says our names, and there's one that is the mall grab design. And this current batch ends on, if you're listening to this week, it ends on Monday. So get your orders in so that they will get shipped out, and you'll have them next week.
And the only way we can get some for ourselves is we have to actually go pony up the money. Have
to That's buy not them. Too bad. Yeah. I like that.
But this way, people actually get them, and we don't have to have a packaging party where we...
Yeah.
What was the campaign?
Can't schedule.
Well, how many did we have to hit reach our goal?
Oh, they don't. That's like, that doesn't matter anymore. You just have to sell three shirts.
Oh, really? Three?
Yeah.
Because it used to be when we did it for the Film Bowl years ago, you'd have to like find an actual goal, and it was like gambling. It was kind of addictive. They're like, if you sell 100, we'll print them, and you get to keep like this percentage of the shirt. Mm-hmm. If you sell 300, you get a bigger percentage.
Yeah, makes sense.
It was really fun to try and figure out how.
Makes sense. So, live show this Saturday night, April 23rd, 10 p.m.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really got confirmation from you guys, but I'm thinking we should lean on some visual stuff a little bit more than we normally do. I'm going to wear my terrible, terrible shining jersey that makes me look like Mrs. Roper.
Okay, I'll wear something then.
You should wear maybe your Playboy shirt or something.
I might
bring my shark in a jar. Have I ever brought that in?
Oh, you know
it's
what?
It's my shark in a jar.
Should I bring that?
Yeah, I'll bring the monkey in a jar that I promised I'd send to somebody.
You guys are
like
the weird guy
yet.
That goes on a first date and just shows up with like some.
I want to do a show until after.
Here's my things.
I think we should all wear white tuxedos.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Hey, Tyler, do you have anything to bring and show? You show your child? Might that happen? What's going on there?
I don't think he's coming.
No. Yeah. We need the revenue.
Can't you just put him in an Uber, send him home?
That's a good. Yeah, actually.
Baby Uber. That guy just puts on headphones and just drives till he hits the address. And then he hoses out the back of the car.
Why is he hosing out the car?
Because every baby, goes to the bathroom. Yeah.
He didn't poop for like 2 days.
I don't need to hear your...
You know what? Good thing you don't live in a lot of mall life.
Probably because we didn't feed him.
Don't need to hear inner workings.
What?
I don't need to hear.
Why not?
Don't need to hear it. All right. What else? We got anything else?
We did shirts.
Uh-huh.
Subscribe to Patreon, even the lowest level, 80 cents, so you can get the live show from Saturday.
Oh, that's how it's working. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yep. Yeah. Any level is going to get that show.
And then I think they're going to be available like for a buck if you're not a Patreoner, right?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay. Thanks for
undercutting us.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Sorry. Jesus $5. $7.50.
No, let's do,
I'd like to keep it for the Patreoners at least for a while.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That's a good point. I saw Hot Ruski Doctor today. I didn't even bring it up.
Hell, did not even bring it up.
I had to go over my sleep study results.
Was she wearing that hot white coat?
Lick your Sputnik.
Does she still look good?
She still looks good, and she was very. She was laughing the entire time with me. We're really having a good time going back and forth. However, she started off with this.
You should have invited her to your screening.
Where is your friend?
Cohen, your first name? I always forget. I'm sorry. Jewish. Cohen, your first name? I'm like, no, it's my last name. His name's Anderson. Okay, I make note. I'll make note. So she wrote note. So next time she'll know I'm Anderson.
My name is Ruski.
And not much happened, really, other than I was ignored for the first 45 minutes while I was sitting in there.
Mm-hmm.
I was
waiting room or?
Waiting room. I was thinking about getting up and bailing.
Yeah, like I did.
They took my my blood pressure perfect, the lady said.
Nice.
One of the old...
Perfect for a guy about to die.
One of the old Russian women that was in the waiting room with me, I heard her have to pay her $5 copay. Mine's $45. That's fucked. It's angrifying. She was talking with the assistant when I first sat down. I finally got FaceTime.
Why prison shank?
What
are you doing with that thing? Jesus
Christ. This is not the visual show, guys.
You just took a perfectly good hanger that's probably worth 6 cents and bent it into a rabbit.
And I fiddle. So she's having a big, long conversation with the evil assistant. You know what I'm talking about, right? While I'm finally getting some good FaceTime with
the evil assistant who's strangely attractive.
No. I did see like a younger girl in there today.
Oh, no.
With like blue hair.
Ooh.
Who looks like she's a Ruski as well. And she was wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Is she beautiful?
She was wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt. She's working in a doctor's office behind her.
Is she beautiful?
She's pretty. She's a pretty lady. Pretty girl.
I might not be the receptionist the one that put her hand on me. I'm so sorry.
My hand's in my pocket, right? When I'm finally getting FaceTime with my Hot Ruski doctor. Yeah. And she's going on and on and on to the evil assistant right in front of me in Russian. And my hand is fiddling in my pocket. You know what I'm trying to do?
You look like you were jerking off.
Nope. I'm trying to get the phone.
You're playing
onto the microphone.
Oh yeah!
So I can record.
Oh,
because
damn.
I wanted to play it.
I tried that too and I failed.
And then she stops and she addresses me as I'm trying to get the phone and clandestinely turn it on.
It looked like you were jerking off in your pants.
And she goes, "Anderson, I'm so sorry. I know this is rude, but we're talking about a patient, and I don't want to. It's confidential." And I'm like, "Oh, I speak Russian." She goes, "Oh!" She laughs a little bit.
And you're like, "I was trying to record it."
And then I keep trying to get the phone, and I'm like, "I'm going to record. This could be awesome." And then I realize, if I played it on the show, it'd be very easy to translate.
Of course, yeah. You can play it through Google, and they translate it.
But she wouldn't. I should have thought. If she didn't say the name, we could have probably figured out the diagnosis. And they were going back and forth, rapid fire. You know how they do. Rapid fire back and forth.
It's always hostile.
You know how they do.
But I think I might need a new doctor.
I'm starting to think Russian chicks are the hottest.
I think I need like a doctor, like an old kindly gentleman, like who goes, "Anderson, how are we today?" Yeah. You know?
And then he hits your knee with a hammer.
You remember? Yeah, I want my hammer hit.
Yep.
I feel like I'm not getting the best of care just because she's titillating. I don't know if it's really worth that.
I switched for a reason I can't even come up with. I just did it.
You switched insurance.
Remember how he asked for people to send us voicemails while they're at places that they hate?
Yes.
Yeah.
I got one.
Sweet. That was all started by a listener who called us from Mardi Gras.
From Mardi Gras, yeah.
That was a real smooth cut, Tyler.
I'm at work. Don't go to work. There's no natural breasts at work. Don't go to work.
Where does he work?
Not a strip. Well, maybe a strip joint.
Maybe he works at a tanning salon.
Natural breasts there, probably. No?
I had insomnia last night, extreme insomnia, and I went out at 1:30 in the morning, and then I went back out at 4:30 in the morning.
424-287-PABS.
And I went to 7-Eleven at 4:30 and got donuts. And
Wait, you left at 1:30 and you got back at 4:30?
Left at 1:30, drove around,
yeah.
Went home, laid back in bed, and then at 4:30 went, fuck it. I'm going to go get donuts. And I went to 7-Eleven to get some donuts.
Dude, what
text
is your
me
life?
Next time.
And
text
there were
next
three
time,
like meth head kids in there. And they spent so much fucking time at the counter questioning the guy about cigarettes and about this. And if I buy that water, can I get this? And it was infuriating, obviously. Yeah. But I was like, this is unbelievable. It's 4:30 in the morning. There's nobody. The parking lot's empty. And I'm stuck in line for a good 5 minutes behind three people.
Yeah. Always somebody in front.
Each one of them is buying two packs of cigarettes and a bunch of candy.
Next time that happens, text me because I'm off the sauce and I'm still up late night.
Okay. So. Okay. I almost called you at like 1:30.
I probably would have answered.
Remember my weird neighbors I was telling you about? The ones that came into my place?
Yeah, that almost got their stroller stolen, except for you saved
it. Yeah. So the husband today was walking to his car at the same time that Lauren was walking to her car. And as she's getting in her car, he's getting his. And he goes, he sees her with Zach. And it's like, oh, is like everything like getting back to normal? As she starts to answer, he just closes the door. What the fuck?
Oh, that's funny you bring that up because I had a situation happen here that's happened in this club a couple of times with employees. There's two in particular. I don't know if one's here right now. But she asked me a question. I was standing in the ticket booth talking to the ticket girls, and I started telling her the answer to it, a story.
Yeah.
And she just wandered away. And I looked at the other girl, and I went, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's happened twice with employees here where they go, hey, Mike,
doing that.
Hey, what'd you do? What was that post on Facebook? And I started to tell a story, and they just walk away.
I've just hung up on people, and then... Like later, like when I talk to him a couple days later, yeah, sorry, I lost you.
Yeah, I lost you. I lost interest in you. And it came back right now when I realized there's something I need from you.
That'd be so empowering to be able to just walk away whenever you want.
Yeah, yeah. You have to establish your mental illness first, though. You can't just walk away.
It's true.
Vagina.
I feel like that was maybe the worst show.
No, that wasn't the worst show at all. The worst show is the live show on Saturday.